KORN News Radio Sports for this Friday, November 28th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. We'll have coverage tomorrow of South Dakota State football as they've made the playoffs for the 14th consecutive season. The Jackrabbits will host New Hampshire tomorrow at noon at Dykhouse Stadium in the first round of the FCS playoffs. The Jackrabbits enter the 2014 field as the 14th seed, 8-4, as they snapped a four-game losing streak last Saturday at North Dakota with a 34-31 overtime victory. New Hampshire also 8-4 on the season. They've won five in a row. This is only the second all-time meeting between the Jackrabbits and New Hampshire. They first met back in 2017, also in the playoffs. SDSU rolled to a 56-14 victory. Again, we'll have coverage noon tomorrow right here on KORN News Radio live in Brookings. Winner of that game goes on to next week's second round. They'll take on the number 3 seed, Montana. USD football, the number 11 seed in the FCS playoffs. They'll host Drake tomorrow at the Dakota Dome. That's also a noon kickoff. USD, they already beat Drake earlier this season. The Coyotes finished 8-4 and placed second in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. College football from last night. Navy defeated Memphis 28-17. Navy improves to 9-2 on the season. They keep their slim playoff hopes alive. Navy needs a loss tomorrow from either Tulane or North Texas to reach next week's AAC Conference Championship game. Plenty of college football here today on a Friday. Number 7th ranked Ole Miss will be at Mississippi State, 11 o'clock on ABC. Kansas hosting 13th ranked Utah, 11 a.m. today on ESPN. And some local interest, Nebraska hosting Iowa today. That's on CBS here this morning at 11 a.m. Later on today, a battle in Georgia. Number 4, Georgia at number 3, 23rd ranked Georgia Tech, 2:30 on ABC. Texas takes on Texas A&M, 6:30 tonight on ABC. And number 2, Indiana will be at Purdue tonight, 6:30 on NBC. Missouri and their head football coach Eli Drinkwitz has agreed to a new six-year contract extension, giving him an average salary of $10.75 million. The deal announced yesterday follows a unanimous vote by the University of Missouri board a day earlier. Drinkwitz has been the head coach with Missouri since December of 2019, leading the Tigers to a bowl game in each of his first five seasons. Missouri is 7-4 this year after going 10-3 in 2024. Warrior star Steph Curry will be sidelined for at least a week with a white quad bruise and a strained muscle after getting injured in Golden State's loss to Houston on Wednesday. Curry had an MRI exam after the game and he'll be reevaluated in a week, meaning he'll likely miss the next three contests. The 37-year-old Curry averaging nearly 28 points per game, this during his 17th NBA season. College basketball from Thanksgiving, it was number 4 Duke, holding off 22nd ranked Arkansas, 80-71 last night in Chicago. Number 9 BYU defeats Miami, 72-62. TCU upsets 10th ranked Florida, 84-80. And number 11 ranked Michigan State defeats 16th ranked North Carolina, 74-58. One game of note today, college basketball at 11:30. This morning on Fox from Madison Square Garden, 5th-ranked Connecticut takes on 13th-ranked Illinois. And that's Look At Your Sports here on Friday, November 28th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.